Welcome to the Fit Vegan Body Podcast with your host, Aaron Cattell, the vegan coach. The point of this podcast is to give you an in-depth but practical approach when it comes to losing weight, being healthy, or gaining muscle on a vegan or plant-based diet. We will have guests every single week to help clear up any confusion and make sure that you are 100% confident in your choice of your lifestyle. Hey guys, welcome to this week's episode where I speak to Matt Pritchard. You probably know him better as the Dirty Vegan, or maybe the one half of Dirty Sanchez from years ago on MTV. So we kind of talk about how he is essentially a man of extremes, going from Dirty Sanchez days to stunts to ultra marathons to, you know, triathlons, 10 of those in a row, and of course now the Dirty Vegan show that has made it to mainstream TV on BBC Wales. So I hope you enjoy this week's episode. I think it's really important to kind of grasp from a tattooed male's point of view on the vegan way of living. And yeah, I do apologize for the audio quality. I was in Bali at the time and he was in Wales and the internet connection was not the best. But yeah, please let me know if you enjoy it, and happy listening.
Just a little bit over that, that's cool.
That's right, we'll get straight into it, eh?
I mean
you've done heaps, haven't you? From Dirty Sanchez to Dirty Vegan, I think is a great way of putting it. So before we get into your story, I always like to start my podcast with something super interesting about my guests. So I kind of want to know what's the craziest thing that you've ever done, because I know you must have a very long list.
Oh, God, man, where do I start? I mean, obviously my Dirty Sanchez. I did a lot of stupid things, but I think one of the, getting run over by my friend while I stood on top of the stepladder. That was literally one of the first stunts we did, and that went wrong. I almost broke my neck. But then I'd say when we went to Prague, more anything goes in Prague. There's not really many health and safety rules. And I said, well, I'd like to get shot with a shotgun at point blank range whilst wearing a bulletproof vest. And they were all like, "You what?" And I said, "Well, that's the whole point of a bulletproof vest. It's meant to save you. So let's put it to the test." So I put one on, and this guy literally, probably one of the scariest things is looking down a barrel of a gun, knowing it's about to shoot you. And they shot it, and oh man, it blew me back. One of the bullets went through my arm. It went through the bulletproof vest and sort of cut my stomach a little bit. And I was buzzing my head off. It was a good buzz, don't get me wrong. It was amazing. I was like, whoa, man, I survived it. It was fucking ace. But then the cameraman said, "Oh shit, I forgot to press record. Can you do it again?" I was like, because there was two cameras. The main camera didn't get it, but one of them did. And I said, "You can fuck right off." And the guy who shot me, he just went, no, I am not doing that again. So, yeah. Okay. Good fun, but could have gone wrong, but I hope.
Hey, but what's the point, you know? That's the point. What's your saying? You can sleep when you're dead. So if you live your life like that.
Yeah, exactly. Not?
And I mean, for people that don't really know you before Dirty Vegan came along, what's kind of your background, I suppose? We know the Dirty Sanchez days, but like leading up to before you were vegan.
I left school and I studied catering in university for 2 years, and then I left and cut long story short, a bad experience working in a restaurant sort of put me off a bit, and I ended up cleaning windows and at the same time I was skateboarding, and cleaning windows really was just feeding my hobby of skateboarding. And then I turned professional. I got sponsored and turned professional, and then that meant I could skateboarding, which was as you can imagine, at that age, it was amazing to be able to get paid for something which I was doing since I was 15 years old. And then as I started getting older, I thought this is not gonna pay for the rest of my life. So I got a job in the industry as a team manager for a skateboard shoe company called Globe, yep. which were based in Australia, but I worked for a distribution company who were distributing that brand in South Wales. And whilst working there, you know, I skateboarding with Dayton all the time, Pancho, and we'd see Joycey at the odd competition, but we were filming skateboarding and all the stuff, because we used to mess around all the time, all the pranks and stuff. And we decided to put a video together called Pritchard versus Dayton. And it was me and Dayton skateboarding, messing around with another. Pancho was on it, obviously, when we were messing with him. Joycey was on there doing his stuff. And it was that video, really, that sort of an MTV talent scout saw it, gave me a ring whilst I was in work and asked me to come in for a meeting at MTV. Hmm. And that's where everything changed, really. And Dirty Sanchez was born, and I spent about 10 to 15 years living that crazy life, that Sanchez life, which was a lot of fun.
Yeah. So would you say then that you kind of went from the extreme of doing stunts, partying, essentially, you know, living that really good life of probably alcohol, staying up too late, not sleeping. And now you've kind of doing the opposite in a way, but also, you know, you're looking after your health a bit more. Is that kind of what's led you to being vegan, or is it completely different to that?
No, I mean, I changed that. I mean, quite a few years ago, I saw myself on tape. And I saw photos of myself. Obviously, the years of partying had caught up with me, and I just thought, Christ, man, look at the state. I mean, I've really got to sort myself out. And that's when I sort of found fitness, and I started doing marathons and Ironman and all that kind of stuff. And I've been doing that since. So I did my first Ironman was 2011. And I just got hooked. So I sort of swapped one addiction for another addiction. And my new addiction was fitness.
Yep.
But when I first started, I was sort of doing the both addictions at the same time. So burning the candle at both ends, which I thought, well, if I go on a five-hour cycle, I can go out and party all night. And slowly use that out. And it wasn't just that. I just got bored of going out, and the fitness thing was just so much more interesting. I was far more happier doing that. And I just got into that in quite a big way. And then I started realizing there were a lot of ultra endurance athletes who were vegan. And I just thought, I wonder why this is. And I started doing my research, and it all started making sense. I started waking up a little bit to a lot of the bad things going on in the meat industry and the dairy industry. And then I watched Cowspiracy, because somebody said, watch Cowspiracy. And I watched Cowspiracy, and that was literally the icing on the cake for me. And I honestly thought, being naive, I just thought veganism was, you just don't eat meat and dairy. But there was just more to it, and it just opened my eyes big time. The next day, I went vegan straight away. And you know, I love animals, and you just, why, if I love animals, then why am I eating them? And you know, I've got a dog, Lemmy. I love him to bits. You know, I wouldn't eat him, so why should I be allowed to eat a chicken or a cow or a pig? Yeah. And where do you draw that line from cat, dog to pig, chicken, cow? Do you know what I mean? And it's just, yeah. Anyway, I just went vegan, and I haven't looked back, and I won't be going back.
Yeah, I think it's, I mean, for people that haven't seen what you look like as a male, you're covered in tattoos. You obviously, you know, used to be a pro skateboarder. You don't really see vegan people looking like you. So what was the reaction, I guess, of like your nearest and dearest and I guess the community that followed you when you decided that you were going to go vegan?
It was quite funny when you mentioned that word vegan to a lot of people. It's
yeah.
one of the most highly offensive words you could use for some people for some strange reason. I don't know why, but a lot of people said, oh, cool, man. Good on you if that's what you want to do. And that, if that's what makes you happy, then happy days. But then it's then that I realized that once you say that you're vegan, it just opens up a whole new world of shit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck me, man. I'm not eating dead animals and supporting a fucking dairy industry earning. And it seems to be a massive, it seems to be other people's problem. I haven't got a problem with it. Everyone else has got a problem with it. I haven't. But 3.5 years later, some things don't change and it's still pretty much the same. But it's cool, man. I don't care what anyone says. I'm not going to change who I am or what I believe in. I'm going to carry on doing what I do. I mean, I've come off Twitter because it just got a bit too much for me on Twitter. Farmers and stuff giving me shit, especially when the TV show come out and other people give me shit as well. And I come off Facebook for a bit whilst I was in Bali for 3 weeks because I started getting a lot of shit off vegans as well, strangely enough. Mm. But, I mean, like, for some people, you're too vegan. Some people, you're not vegan enough. It's like, look, dude, at the end of the day, I'm happy. So, yeah, anyway, I'm going off on a tangent now, but there we are.
But that's exactly how I feel. I get more shit from vegans than I would from meat eaters because, like you said, you're not vegan enough unless you do everything that way. And every little bit counts, I think, and it's good that you've kind of adopted that same view. So, well, let's talk about Dirty Vegan. Obviously, that's probably how most vegans know you.
Firstly,
congratulations on getting that into the mainstream because
Thank
YouTube
you.
Is YouTube, but BBC is completely different. So, well done.
Thanks.
What was kind of the mission behind that for you?
It was thanks to my YouTube channel that the BBC got interested, and the whole mission was really to sort of introduce veganism to everybody without preaching, because I know that a lot of people don't like preaching vegans, and I'm not having a thing then happy days, but for me, I find that educated people, humor, and just me being me, really, hopefully I'll get the message across. And that was the whole point of it. Another point of the show was to show everybody that a vegan diet can be enjoyed by everybody, and hence why I went to different groups of people, like to rugby players, to school kids, and the Women's Institute, and just showing loads of different forms of why veganism is good. And that was the whole thing behind the show, really. And I think it did its job, because since the show's been out, I've had a lot, don't get me wrong, I've had a lot of negative messages as well, but I try and switch them off. But I've had a lot of positives, which are the most important ones. And a lot of people, thanking me for making them think about their food choices. A lot of people saying they now have 3 nights where they don't eat meat, and a lot of people who have actually turned full vegan since watching the show. So it's done its job, and a lot of people liked it, and that's got to be a positive.
Yeah, for sure, and I think that is a positive, and getting it out there in a fun way is, I think, the best way to kind of influence other people rather than, like you said, preaching at them, yelling at them, or judging them. So, based around your whole life, you seem like the kind of person that's quite outspoken. You're not going to bite your tongue. Have you had any kind of heated debates with people about the vegan thing?
I just don't bother anymore.
Yeah.
Because I did not really heated. Some of them might have got a little bit. But I try not to get too heated, because there's no point, and it doesn't get you anywhere. And I just don't bother anymore because I'm not going to change the mind of somebody who's arguing with me about the fact that they like eating meat. So it doesn't matter what I say, it's going to change their mind. And that's something that I've noticed. So I don't bother. I mean, I do what I do. If you eat meat, that's cool. I don't agree with it, but I can't stop you. You know, you're your own person. But I think, you know, a lot of people know what goes on in the meat industry and the dairy industry, but I just think a lot of people are lazy, and they'd rather just turn a blind eye than take action. But slowly but surely, you know, I think the vegans are winning, I think.
Yeah.
The dairy sales in America have gone down, have they got like £1 billion or something like that? Decrease in milk sales in America, well, that's massive.
Yeah.
And I think that is going to carry on. That's going to carry on happening in the meat industry, the dairy industry.
Yeah.
So, well, fingers crossed anyway. So I think we're slowly going in the right direction, which is really good.
Yeah, I would agree. And what do you think is the next step for you? Because obviously, you know, you've lived a life of, I would say, extremes, like I said earlier. What's the next step?
Well, I'm currently training for a DECA, which is a DECA triathlon, which is 10 IMNs in 10 days. That's the end of July, but that's, I mean, there's two formats. There's the one a day for 10 days, and there's the continuous, but I'm doing the continuous. It's like a 25-mile swim in one, and then a 1,200-mile bike ride followed by a 275-mile run. And so that's going to be finished in 350 hours. That's something I'm looking at doing now this year. And just concentrating on trying to get episode series 2 of Dirty Vegan. And there's a few other projects in the pipeline, which are quite exciting, which I can't mention yet. But it's all looking good, really.
Yeah.
Looking forward.
Cool. So what would you say that is like your main driver? Like, why you live the way that you live? Like, obviously you've done these things. You've put yourself into situations, I suppose, where you've caused harm to your body, but you've still done them anyway. And now you've done the vegan thing and doing these massive triathlons. Why, like, what's the motivation behind all those things that you do?
When I get into something, I'll get into it. And, you know, if I really love something and I really enjoy it, I want to do everything involved in it. And that's my motivation, really. I mean, as far as veganism, I mean, I really enjoy cooking. And the good thing about, you know, even though I had a bad experience when I left university, I still enjoy cooking. And when I turned vegan, then I found a whole new way of cooking, and then really sort of relit that fire in my belly for cooking. So I just really enjoy doing that. And just hopefully trying to get it out there to people that not to eat meat and dairy because how bad it is. So that's another thing that keeps me going for that. And when it comes to fitness stuff, it's basically simple. It's what makes me happy. Yeah. And if I don't have exercise, or if I don't have challenges in life, then what's the point? Because the exercise makes me happy, and the challenge is something to work towards. So that's why I keep doing these things.
Yeah, for sure. And yeah, I think
although the challenges are getting more fucking ridiculous as the years go along, and I ain't getting any younger. But hey, it's all good.
No, I think, you know, when you grow, that's when you feel like you're living. And one of my kind of sayings is, what's the point of living if you don't live, right? I mean, there's no point, you know, life starts outside the comfort zone. And I think you're kind of embraced that very, very well. Do you have...
Yeah, I mean, I mean, these days, I go to bed, obviously if there's nothing happening in the night, I go to bed at 8 o'clock. I'm up at like 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning, get ready to go to the gym. And that's, you know, that's what I do these days. I, you know, try and live life as much as possible because I'm at that age now where I still enjoy a party. Who doesn't? But they're very few and far between. Although when I do go in, I go in, but it's once in a blue moon, and I just can't, you know, after the party, for about 3 or 4 days later, I can't really handle it. So that's why I try not to do it as much. But getting up early, going to bed early, resting, training, cooking, and working, that's perfect for me.
Yeah. Do you have any regrets on the way that you've kind of lived up to this point?
Nah, not really, man. It's taught me a lot, and that's what life's about, isn't it? You fuck up and you learn from it.
Exactly. So for anyone that is listening that is thinking of, you know, how can I cook more vegan meals, what would be your kind of guidelines? What would be the top three kind of pointers that you'd have for them?
Go into your garden, cut the grass and eat the grass.
Typical stereotype of what a vegan would do, right?
Well, exactly. I'll take a piss. But I always say, don't beat yourself up. If you fuck up, don't worry about it. Just, you know, shit happens. Because there's a lot of foods that have got milk or eggs and stuff in them. And you just wouldn't have thought it. Try and eat organic. And just go to that. I mean, it's pretty easy these days to be vegan. You go to supermarkets and they, you know, my local supermarket, there's quite a fucking big choice of vegans. I try not to eat many processed things, but there is a lot of processed vegan food out there at the moment. And it does help people make that change from being a meat eater to a vegan. I just eat a lot of veg, and the internet is awash with tips on helping you become vegan. So if you ever get stuck, just go on the internet. The answer is always there.
Yeah, there is a thing called Google that people can always use, right?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, when I first became vegan, I used it quite a lot, and it was really helpful.
Yeah,
and Instagram. Yeah. Instagram's full of ideas as well. These days, I follow so many vegan things, and it's just some of the recipes that come up on there. Brilliant. So yeah, just little things like that. There's so much info these days. We've got our mobile phones. And everything you need is on your mobile phone. It's perfect.
Cool. Yeah, and one more question. How do you think is a good way for people to kind of deal with the mindset that they're not going to be eating meat anymore? Like, I know for some people, it's like the reason to not harm animals is big enough, but for others, they're kind of not quite there. What would you kind of say is a good piece of advice to help them deal with that mindset shift?
What, for not eating meat?
Yeah. So if they're like, I'm new vegan, but I'm going to miss meat, how do I deal with it?
Just deal with it. It's as simple as that. Just don't fucking put that cancerous stuff in your belly, man. Look at that poor animal in the face. Look at that animal in the face and say, can I kill you and eat you? I'm guaranteed that a lot of people say, no, I can't. So if you can't kill that animal, then you should have no right to go into a supermarket and buy it nicely packaged in some plastic wrapping. That's bullshit. No, just think of the animal. And that's what I always do anyway. There's no way I couldn't kill something.
Yeah.
And I just don't want to eat it. That person has that cow, that chicken, that pig, that lamb, or whatever it may be, has got a life and it's got a right to live on this planet, and you haven't got a right to kill it.
Yeah. And I think it's
so just think so when you're chucking into a steak or something, try and think about that.
Yeah, so, I think that's really important to remember where your food is actually coming from, because we have this massive disconnect of lamb is not sheep, but really, really we need to think more like that.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people always go, oh, look at those lambs in the field. And the next thing, Sundays, isn't it? They're having it with mint sauce. It's like,
yeah.
Yeah, but Yeah, that's the way I look at it. That's the way I see it. I mean, I was driving to the gym yesterday in the morning. It was pitch black, and there were two ducks walking across the road. And I just seen them last minute, and one went under my van. Obviously, luckily, nothing happened, thank God. Hmm. But just little things like that, and that played on my mind all day. Yeah. So, yeah.
Right, cool. Well, thank you so much for sharing your insight. How can people reach out, find you, talk to you, get more tips from you?
You can go on my Instagrams and social media, PritchardSWID, and my Dirty Vegan stuff is Dirty Vegan TV on Instagram and stuff, so and Facebook, so it's all on there. And yeah, enjoy the recipes. Happy days.
Yeah.
Well, I wish I was in Bali where you are now. You're lucky.
Yeah. Well, don't worry. I'll be back. How long are you there for? I am here for...
And that's all for today, guys. Hope you enjoyed today's episode. Of course, we'll see you next week. If you have questions or want to find out more information about working with me, check out my Instagram at thevegan_coach, my website, thevegancoach.org, or just check out my Facebook page. Have a great day and see you next week.